Hey guys, this is Vyom Joshi with Superior North. Welcome back to my channel. Warren Buffett recently invested in the top five Japanese trading companies, and today we will be reviewing one of those five companies. The company that we will be reviewing today is called ITOCHU. ITOCHU engages in trading, importing, and exporting various products worldwide. The business is split up in seven segments. The first one is textile segment, which comprises of about 5% of the consolidated sales in 2019. This segment produces and sells textile and garment material, imports lifestyle brands and fashion accessories. The second segment is the machinery segment, which comprises of about 11% of the consolidated sales of 2019. This segment provides engineering, procurement, and construction services, operates various plants, sells and leases aircrafts, sells automobiles, industrial and construction machineries, medical devices, and sells and operates charter ships. The third segment is the metals and minerals segment, which comprises of about 6% of the consolidated sales of 2019. This segment develops iron ore, coal, uranium, aluminum, and other products. It trades in iron ore, coal, aluminum, uranium, scrap steel, and non-ferrous products, and it also processes and trades in steel products. The fourth segment is the energy and chemicals segment, which comprises of about 27% of the consolidated sales of 2019. This segment trades in crude oil, petroleum products, electronic materials, power, and others. The fifth segment is the food segment, which comprises of about 36% of the consolidated sales of 2019. This segment produces, distributes, and retails food products. The sixth segment is the general products and realty segment, which comprises of about 8% of the consolidated sales of 2019. The segment produces and sells paper, pulp, natural rubber, tire, wood products, and materials. It also develops and operates real estate properties. The seventh and last segment is Information and Communication Technology, ICT, and Financial Business segment, which comprises of about 7% of the consolidated sales of 2019. This segment offers IT solutions, internet-related and venture capital services, mobile telephone equipment and services, financial and insurance brokerage services, and so forth. After briefly going over these seven segments, we can see that ITOCHU is a diversified conglomerate company, and it is important for us value investors to look at the fundamentals of this company before making any investment decisions. So in this video, we will go over ITOCHU's key ratios, perform a discounted free cash flow DCF analysis to find the intrinsic value of the company, and lastly, perform an expected rate of return calculation to figure out if you were to invest in ITOCHU at the current stock price, what kind of return can we expect on that investment? So let's dive in and review ITOCHU. Hey guys, let's start off by looking at the key ratios. I'm on Morningstar for ITOCHU. Under key ratios, looking at the financials, all the numbers here that we see are in Japanese yen, and the conversion right now is $1 is equal to about 105 Japanese yen. To keep things simple, we will review the numbers the way it's presented here, which is in Japanese yen. And when we talk about the intrinsic value and expected rate of return, we will convert the Japanese yen back to the US dollar and vice versa. The first one that we have on the list is revenue, which is measured in millions of yen. Back in 2011, ITOCHU's revenue was 3.6 trillion yen, and that number has grown to about 11 trillion yen as of 2020. The net income has followed a similar upward trend. Back in 2011, the net income was about 161 billion yen, and that number has grown to 501 billion yen as of 2020. Next, looking at the dividends, back in 2011, ITOCHU paid out about 18 yen as dividend, and that number has grown to 85 yen as of 2020. So we can clearly see an upward trend in the dividend that was paid out to the shareholders. When we look at the dividend payout ratio, which is a comparison of the dividend paid out to the shareholders to the net income, we can see that the dividend payout ratio ranges between a low of 20.7% to a high of 31.8%. We can see that the yearly dividend hike goes hand in hand with the increased net income. So ITOCHU's dividends are sound, and such a dividend payout policy can be sustained for a longer period of time. Next, looking at the shares outstanding, we can see that back in 2011, ITOCHU had 1,583 million shares outstanding, and that number has dropped to 1,494 million shares outstanding for 2020. So we can see that there has been a decline in the shares outstanding, which is good news for existing shareholders, since when a company buys back its shares, it is actually increasing the existing shareholders' ownership within the company. Next, looking at the book value per share, which is measured in US dollars, we can see that back in 2013, ITOCHU's book value was about $10.3 per share.
and that book value has grown to about $20 per share for the trailing 12 months. Next, looking at the free cash flow. Free cash flow is what we get when we subtract capital spending from the operating cash flow. We can see that back in 2011, ITOCHU's free cash flow was about 255 billion yen. And that number has grown to about 678 billion yen as of 2020. We can see that ITOCHU's free cash flow has always stayed positive, and that is certainly something we want to see as investors. I will be using the past 10 years of free cash flows for my expected rate of return calculation, and I will be using the 2020 figure of 678 billion 606 million yen figure for my discounted free cash flow DCF analysis. Now let's talk about the profitability of the company. The first one that we'll talk about is the net margin. The net margin is the comparison of the company's bottom line, which is its net income, to the company's top line, which is its revenue. We can see that over the past 10 years, ITOCHU's net margin has stayed in the single digits. Back in 2011, its net margin was about 4.41%. And for the year 2020, its net margin was about 4.56%. So what this means is every $100 that ITOCHU recognizes from its sales, by the time it pays for all the expenses, the costs, the interest, the taxes, it has about $4.56 left as net income. Next is the return on equity. The return on equity is the comparison of the company's net income to its shareholders' equity. Warren Buffett prefers to only invest in companies that have a return on equity of about 8% or greater for the past 10 years. And ITOCHU certainly surpasses that threshold by providing a return on equity of greater than 8% for the past 10 years. After that, looking at the return on invested capital, the return on invested capital gives us an idea of how good the management is at investing the capital and getting a return on that investment. We can see that back in 2011, the return on invested capital was about 5%. And for 2020, the return on invested capital is about 8%. ITOCHU's return on invested capital over the years have been superior to its competitors. After that, looking at the interest coverage compares the company's net income to its interest obligations. So the bigger the number, the better. Benjamin Graham preferred to only invest in companies that had an interest coverage of 5 times or greater. We can see that for the year 2020, ITOCHU's interest coverage was 13 times. This means that ITOCHU can pay off its interest obligations about 13 times using its 2020 net income. After that, looking at the financial health of the company, the first one on the list is the current ratio. The current ratio compares the company's current assets to its current liabilities. We want the current ratio to be greater than 1, and we can see that ITOCHU for the past 10 years has had a current ratio of greater than 1. Back in 2011, ITOCHU's current ratio was 1.51, and for the year 2020, ITOCHU's current ratio was 1.21. Next, looking at the financial leverage, we can see that back in 2011, ITOCHU's financial leverage was 4.91, and for the year 2020, it was at 3.64. So we can see that over a 10-year period, ITOCHU's financial leverage has decreased. Lastly, looking at the debt-to-equity ratio, this number gives us an idea of the company's total debt to its shareholders' equity. We can see that back in 2011, the debt-to-equity ratio was 1.87, and that number has decreased to the 2020 figure of 1.04. ITOCHU's debt-to-equity ratio is the best in comparison to the other four Japanese trading company competitors. Next, looking at the efficiency ratios. The first one on the list is the day sales outstanding. We can see that ITOCHU's day sales outstanding has decreased over the years, and that is something we want to see. We want to see that the company is getting cash on hand soon after it recognizes the revenue. Back in 2011, ITOCHU's day sales outstanding was 128 days, and for the year 2020, it's about 75 days. Next is the day's inventory. This number gives us an idea of how many days does ITOCHU's products spend in the inventory. Back in 2011, ITOCHU's products spent about 68 days in the inventory. And for the year 2020, ITOCHU's products spent about 37 days in the inventory. And ideally, we want to see the product spend as little time in the inventory. We would rather see the product being sold and recognized as revenue than see that product sit around in the inventory. So a smaller number in the day's inventory is definitely a good sign. After that, looking at the inventory turnover ratio, which goes hand in hand with the day's inventory, the inventory turnover ratio gives us an idea of how many times does ITOCHU's inventory go through its system in a calendar year. Back in 2011, ITOCHU's inventory went through the system about 5.32 times, and that number has grown to 9.72 times in 2020. So ITOCHU has been going through its inventory a lot quicker than it did back in 2011. Next, let's look at the current valuation. Over here, we will be comparing ITOCHU's valuations to that of the S&P 500. The S&P 500 is the aggregate of the top 500 companies in the United States. The first one is the price to earnings. ITOCHU's PE ratio is 8.6 and the S&P 500 is at 25.3. The second one is the price to book. ITOCHU is at 1.3 and S&P 500 is at 3.4. The third one is the price to sales. ITOCHU is at 0.4, whereas S&P 500 is at 2.4. The fourth one is the price to cash flow. ITOCHU is at 4.0, whereas S&P 500 is at 14.5. And lastly, the dividend yield. ITOCHU is at 3.2% dividend yield, whereas S&P 500's dividend yield is 2.0%. So we can see that based on all these valuation metrics, ITOCHU is undervalued when compared to the S&P 500. Hey guys, now let's look at the discounted free cash flow DCF analysis for ITOCHU. The first thing we have on the list is the current year's free cash flow, which is 678,606 million yen. I'm using the annual growth rate of 3%. What this means is I'm assuming that ITOCHU's free cash flow will grow at 3% every year for the first 10 years. I'm using a discount rate of 10%. I'm using the long-term growth rate of 2%. What this means is I'm assuming that ITOCHU's free cash flow after the 10-year mark into perpetuity will grow at 2%. The numbers of shares outstanding is 1,490 million shares. ITOCHU's long-term debt is at 2,192,557 million yen. I got this number from ITOCHU's balance sheet. After taking all of these inputs into account, we get the intrinsic value of ITOCHU to be about 4,575 yen. After using the conversion factor of 1 Japanese yen equaling to 0.0095 US dollars, we get that the intrinsic value of ITOCHU is about $43.5 per share. When we compare this intrinsic value with the current stock price of $25.52 per share, we see that ITOCHU right now is trading at about 58% of its true intrinsic value. And the way this intrinsic value is calculated is we sum up the free cash flows from the first 10 years, then we sum up the free cash flows from the 10-year mark into perpetuity and get the intrinsic value to be about 9 billion yen. Then we subtract the long-term debt from this number and divide by the shares outstanding to get the intrinsic value per share to be about 4,575 yen, which comes out to about $43.5 per share. Hey guys, now let's look at the expected rate of return calculation for ITOCHU. Over here, I based it the past 10 years of free cash flows. All the numbers here are in millions of Japanese yen. When we plot these numbers out, we can see that ITOCHU's free cash flow trend has been trending upwards. Majority of the free cash flow growth came in from the last couple of years. Looking at the future data and predictions, I'm assuming that there's a 25% likelihood that ITOCHU's free cash flow will grow at 5%. There's a 50% likelihood that ITOCHU's free cash flow will grow at 3%, and there's a 25% likelihood that its free cash flow will decline at 2%. These are the potential free cash flow rates that I get into the future. And after taking into account the numbers of shares outstanding, which is 1,490 million shares, at the current stock price of 2,680 Japanese yen, we can expect to get a return of about 19% on that investment. What this means is if we were to purchase a share of ITOCHU at 2,680 Japanese yen, which is equivalent to about $25.52 per share, we can expect to get a return of about 19% on that investment. Hey guys, now let's wrap it all up. We saw that ITOCHU's revenue and net income have been growing for the past 10 years. ITOCHU has been hiking its dividends for the past 10 years, and the dividend payout is sustainable in the long run. The return on equity has been greater than 8%, and the interest coverage for the past 10 years has been greater than 5 times. Current ratio, financial leverage, debt to equity ratio all show that ITOCHU is financially sound, and ITOCHU is getting more efficient with its inventory and its day sales outstanding. From valuation perspective, we saw that ITOCHU is undervalued when compared to the S&P 500, and when we did the discounted free cash flow DCF analysis, we saw that ITOCHU's intrinsic value came out to about $43.5 per share, which in comparison to the current stock price of about $25.5 per share, shows that ITOCHU is undervalued at the current stock price. When we performed the expected rate of return calculation, we saw that if we were to purchase a Tochu at the current stock price of about $25.5 per share, we can expect to get a return of about 19% on that investment. Lastly, we saw that Itochu is a diversified conglomerate, and Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has already taken a 5% stake in the company. So all of this goes to show that Itochu is a financially sound investment that has a margin of safety and a long road of growth ahead. And Superior North has Itochu as one of its holdings in its portfolio. That is all I have for you guys this week. Hopefully you found this video interesting. Please do like, share, comment, and subscribe to my channel. Thank you.